Okay, welcome to my little talk about teaching R. Okay, that's pretty expectable in an education session on the R Congress. I'm talking about a little experiment we did, or it's a quasi-experiment we did with two different user interfaces, and the acceptance of R was in it. Here my little outline, but I will just step into it. I'm a teacher at the FOM. FOM is a private university in Frankfurt. And one special thing is we have our students are mainly employed people. So they are part-time students. They are working normally full-time even. So therefore, we are offering on 30 locations in Germany, we are offering several bachelor and master programs. Standard one is economics and management, but we have now a large group of psychology and economics students and a few more. The interesting thing here is we have a very heterogeneous student and lecturer body because different programs, we have students who have a lot of experience in their practice. So on there, come all to us and want to improve their knowledge in some certain fields. We have some research institutes. I'm a member of the IFES, that's an institute regarding statistics, and several presenting this year with my colleague Carsten, who is a statistician as well. Oh no, I'm not a statistician, he is a statistician. Okay. What did we do? In winter term 2013, we introduced R, or teaching statistic using R at our university. We started with the R Commander because one of the things we were aware of that most of the students and mainly the teachers were a little bit reluctant to go in typing. Therefore, we started, okay, using the R Commander, so we have a graphical user interface. We supported it by a pre-configured portable Windows version, so the installation on Windows went very smooth. For Mac, we had additional installation guides. And in general, what could say, we used traditional didactics. Now we have a relaunch in summer term 2017, so just the actual running semester here. And what we were aware of that using R Commander in the beginning, in the first lecture of statistics in the master programs, made it difficult to use, let's say, more sophisticated R applications in the coming terms. So, for example, the students has to write a semester thesis in the third semester. They have to write a master thesis using R, hopefully. And that was always difficult to come from the R Commander and then, okay, there are some functions missing and I have to type again. Therefore, we decided to go a totally different way. That's a way with R Studio plus Mosaic. So we're using a very simple interface, always about models. Epsilon depends on X in all functions. And we are using the simulation and modeling as entry point. So the Open Intro book by Mine here, it's now our standard book in this course. What we did since the beginning, we have a support email address for R questions, and we have training courses for lecturers. How did we do that? We are using the technology acceptance model by Davies. Where we can, with about 15 questions, we can have two variables, perceived usefulness and perceived ease of use. So usefulness and usability, mainly. And this we are using to find out how the user accepts R, whether in the R Studio or in the R Commander environment. We changed the term a little bit to have it adapted to the special circumstances in the educational setting, but that's mainly. These surveys we did already 2 and 3 years ago, And we are using the data now and continuing it, but now we enhanced it a bit. We are adding 8 questions about statistics in general, which could reflect interest and perceived power of statistics, and we try to find something out about the learning success. So we added 5 questions to p-value and confidence interval. Why is it a quasi-experiment? Use of R is compulsory in all statistical courses in the master programs, or in all study centers. And we have now in this term, in the second term, the old program, and in the first term, the new program. That gives us a possibility to have an experiment with two different user interfaces. Okay, we have a Likert scale, so I go through it. I don't think that's very important. So we have 7-point Likert scales in all of that. The new survey was conducted now here in June, and all Master of Science students in the first and second term, and we added also the old service as well. With the PCA, we principal component analysis, we tried to check whether the constructs are correct. So you see here usability, usefulness fits very well. We rescaled it afterwards, so higher numbers mean higher usability and usefulness. Same with the interest in statistics and power of statistics. So they're fitted to 2 variables as well. And for the questions regarding p-value and confidence interval, we used just the simple scoring for each correct answer, 1 point. So it adds up to a maximum of 5 points. Here's the results from the overall study, so beginning in 2013 up to now. So you see usefulness and usability are varies a lot. It's almost around medium level. I'm both here a little bit lower. Usability is a little bit lower or below medium level, but there's not a strong tendency to see. Same with the study program usefulness. You see, okay, it's on a couple of study programs, we have it here, above medium level, but still a couple of programs which are below medium level, same. And usability, it's mainly below medium level, so only the IT freaks, which coming from a IT study bachelor course before, they can use it quite well. Okay, yes, that's what I mainly said before, so I just skip it. Installation problems, that's a big issue, because we still have installation problems. On Windows, it works quite well, because we had the pre-configured version with the R Commander. Now we don't have it anymore. But we still focus a lot of problems here on the Mac. VM on Mac, okay, only 2 Linux, works pretty well. And if you look over time, that's something what I really don't like. It starts to get better over the first years, but now it tends to grow up again. That's a bad thing, because that takes always a lot of time in the beginning. So in the first session, you have to ask, how do I have to download this? How do I have to install that? And so on. So that's a point where we have to still to improve and to find any solutions. So any recommendations are welcome here, because that doesn't look as good as I would like to have it. Okay, that's what I said on macOS and the most, and Windows looks pretty good, but I would expect it to go down now a bit without the pre-configured version as well. Okay, now to the more important part, because that is a quasi-experiment we did. We tried to measure the outcome of 2 different didactical approaches. And okay, it's not, we didn't turn one screw, we turned 2 screws, we have different user interfaces as well. So the traditional approach is lecture style. So we are using R Commander. Lecture style inference was based on distributions, so very theoretic, asymptotic approximations. For the new approach, we went a different way. First of all, we used a different user interface as RStudio plus Mosaic. So we have always the same syntax with Mosaic. That's a big advantage. But then we go further and used inference based on simulation and randomization. So we did bootstrap simulations and all that stuff. And we did it more interactive. One important thing was we added some quizzes. So you can answer yes, no. And it gives an immediate student feedback because we're using some software like TweetBack or so. The student can press, so is connected to some website and can press a button on the smartphone, and the instructor directly sees, okay, yes or no. So that's very, very nice, because then we can present the results are okay, whatever 60% answered correctly or the other way around. So that gives an immediate feedback, so it's a nice thing. We could have used it in the old approach as well, but okay, time's changing. Okay, what do we have? Usefulness and usability. By term, now it means first term and second term. First term always means the guys who are doing the new approach. Second term, the old approach. So we see, okay, usefulness, usability was slightly higher in the old approach. But there are no significant differences. Second, we have the new questions, interest and perceived power of statistics. Here I'm pretty happy. The interest grew, even at least to the 10% level, significantly. And as well, the power grew a little bit as well, of the perceived power of statistics. That's, I think, something I'm really wondering how we'll develop over the next years, because that could be something where we can see, okay, that was the right decision to go this way. What do you have else? The understanding, so the learning success. Well, it was not a real big difference, but at least both medium values, see the boxes here in the middle, both mean values grew up a little bit as well. So not too bad, I would say. If I summarize this, the important thing is, okay, well, it's not really an improvement by now, but it didn't get worse. I think that's a great success for the story, because we changed from R Commander using a graphical user interface to a typing interface. And that makes quite a lot of difference, because in the beginning we thought that it would never work, and it worked. It didn't change very much, so I think that's the right way. And even interested in statistics grew up a little bit, which is a good news as well, because that's what we like to bring to our students, that they show interest in statistics because they could use it in work, for example. Yeah, and that for study, okay, that's pretty clear because they have to use it in the studies, but they could use it for work as well. We have heard here on the Congress a lot of applications in a real economical environment. The understanding didn't go up very well. I would hope it would be somewhat better, but okay, we have to admit that we are the lecturers on the first year as well with a new approach, so we have to improve it a little bit as well. Okay, here are the conclusions. So typing coding doesn't make a significant difference. We still have to work on the installation problems, and the new approach, we assume at least that it will lower the barrier for advanced R studies. What's important, because that was now the numbers you have seen here in the graphics. These numbers are only from the first two courses in the first term, because our semester is still running till end of July. So we will have some more numbers by end of this month, and we will redo the evaluation. Maybe we will get some more information out of it. So we will continue our survey here, and what do we have to do? We have to improve our lecture slides, less code, more ideas probably, and important, that's the next step, we have to train our lecturers in the new approach because that's new for them as well. But for us, the people involved, especially Carsten, me and some others from the Institute, it's really a fascinating journey in a modern art or modern way to teach statistics. Okay, thank you very much for your attention.
It's time for questions. Yes?
Sorry. The TOM model also has normally antecedents for the two, for perceived usefulness and perceived...
Usability and usefulness.
Yeah, but in the model you also have like other factors influencing these two concepts. Did you take that in, did you play on that? Did you use these concepts to improve it or...?
Well, we did. So at least we read out what was the answers and so on. Yeah, we tried to improve it on that, but that's something we cannot change each year the way how we teach statistics. So a lot of them just went into the new approach here. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Very much. There is time for more. For one more question. Okay, if not, so let's thank the speaker again.